Welcome to the Group Chat Chronicles. I'm your host, Deb. With me this episode, we have Leek. What's up, Leek?
Yo, what's up, good people?
And on this episode, we have a guest entering the chat. We have Shawnee. What's up, Shawnee?
Yo, what's good, y'all?
And on this podcast, we always give our own takes on a lot of topics. And as always, I want to thank the listeners and the watchers for supporting. And as always, before we start the podcast, we go over what we have been tuned into, whether it be music, movies, books, TV shows, other podcasts. So, Leek, what have you been tuned into?
A whole bunch of nothing, man. Just my wrap up. You know, Spotify, they got the wrap up playlist. So I just been on that for real, for real.
All right. What about you?
Same shit, different day for real. Listen to the same people. They've been dropping stuff, though. Like, I'm still bumping that Herbo album, Baby album. It's a couple of Philly niggas, too. But they not really known. But nothing really TV wise. I'm in the sports right now. Shout out to my Michigan boys and shout out to my Eagles.
I know for me, that SZA project, I fuck with it.
I heard it was light though.
I mean,
that shit went gold already. That shit.
I mean, if you're looking, I mean, out of all the R&B albums I listen to, it's not the best, but like, it's not.
Yeah. I heard it from some females too, though. Like, of course, niggas said that, but some females said it was like they was expecting more. Probably like more toxic shit though.
Yeah. And then also started watching Atlanta again.
catching up.
Yeah, I mean I finally. It's still not. There were some parts where I laughed.
What was the last episode you saw, if you can remember?
It was in the middle of when Paperboy got his phone stolen.
Oh, okay, bet. Okay.
But
y'all heard of some show called Wednesday?
Yeah.
Everybody keep telling me watch that.
Yeah. I've heard about it. I don't know nothing about it.
It's like
though.
It's like the Addams Family character. I don't know what's about for real.
That's that shit Rihanna was watching.
Yeah, everybody
okay,
keep telling
yeah,
me check
yeah, motherfucker
out
with
shit,
the hand bro. And shit. Yeah. Okay, yeah. I mean, it was alright. When you know, I ain't really into that shit though.
It's sports season.
But nah. So this episode is gonna be our second annual. I don't know why I just laughed. It's gonna be our second annual GCC Awards, and so the categories are Rookie of the Year, Podcast of the Year, Sleeper Project of the Year, Favorite GCC Guest, Song of the Year, Artist of the Year, Favorite GCC Episode, and then we're gonna close it with Album of the Year.
Okay.
So, the first category is, like I said, Rookie of the Year, and I'm gonna just say this: if y'all got a different one in mind than what I do, than what I got, I need a thorough explanation as to why you didn't
that's
pick this
right
person.
There, that's only right.
So Leek, who was your rookie of the year?
So, mine's is going based off of what I listen to, and right. Not what the public got going on, right? Mm-hmm. So my rookie of the year, I'm going with Redville out of DMV, you know what I'm saying, PG County, with his project Learn to Swim. Like, I've been bumping that pretty much all year, and it came out, like, top of the year. So for, you know, like, rookie of the year, I got to give it to y'all.
All right, but who's your rookie of the year?
Mine's, I don't know if you heard of him, though. He's called Boston Richie.
Yeah. Okay.
I know. Cause that be on some different. Like, he listen to everything. But right. Nah, I fuck with Richie though. But you wanna know why? Like, he sound different too. I ain't think he was from Florida for real at first, cause he got Boston Richie. But his shit alright for real though. He be talking like, of course that street shit. But it just caught my ear.
Okay.
So that's based off what I listen to though. Rookie of the Year was.
Okay.
Alright. I mean. For me, obviously, I gotta go with Glorilla. I ain't gonna lie.
That's
right, I ain't gonna lie. I mean, nah, right, I mean, like, yo. You gotta think about like the year she had.
Shit, she about to go up even more. She just was
yeah,
with Drake.
Yeah.
She did what now?
Yeah, yeah. She was in a video with Drake.
She was sitting in his lap.
Yeah. Oh. Listen.
Man. Deb got some words for Drake.
But nah, though, I mean, like, the year she had was like. Amazing, like, especially for like,
oh yeah,
for like a rookie, like usually it's just like a slow build up. Usually it just be like a one hit wonder. Mm. Nah, she dropped FNF, then she dropped Blessed with God, then Tomorrow, and then Cardi B hopped on the remix,
yeah.
And then she dropped a solid EP. Like, it's kind of it's honestly kind of hard for me to pick somebody else.
Yeah, weird.
Yeah, I feel that.
I thought that that's FNF popular, was going to be my fault, bro. I thought that FNF was going to be a one-hit wonder, too. That's the crazy thing. But then she went up. Yeah, she went up after that.
Yeah.
Shout out to Gotti. Shout out to CMG.
Nah,
Fro, he might be executive. He might be executive of the
year. Executive of the year, for sure.
G dropped a solid project.
That was a solid project.
I don't know if y'all listen to Mozzie.
Free Mozzie.
Yeah, he got a couple of money back. I don't listen to him as much anymore, but he still got some alright shit though. Like I listen to the whole label.
Yeah,
Doug, he should be coming home soon.
Yeah. So alright. So who'd you say again for rookie of the year?
Rayville.
Alright. And you say Boston Richie.
Yeah.
Alright. Bet. So Glorilla. Alright. Bet. So who do y'all think?
Facts.
So moving on to the next.
Let us know in the comments and shit.
Nigga, it's my shit. What the hell?
I want to see what they pick.
So, all right. So, moving on to the next category. It's not going to be music related. We got a podcast of the year. So, Lee, who is your podcast of the year?
Minus Us.
Okay, Minus Us, of course, yeah.
I had to go $1 million worth of game. Like, I fought with Drink Champs, too, but, like...
Them shits be too long for me. I ain't gonna lie.
I still be tuning in.
I mean, I tune in, but it's, like, 3 hours, bro. Like, I
yeah.
Yeah, them
Drink Champs is long as fuck. Like, yeah. But I fought with it because they literally just put, like, the whole conversation out. And they just let it, you know, be raw. It's so, like, that's cool.
It's like, bros is just chilling, and they forget the cameras that they're taking.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, then you gotta go to bathroom. Go to bathroom. They can leave, go to bathroom. They still having conversations and shit. Like, hey, I fuck with it.
The Drink Champs, I like that.
What? Tree chances is cool, but nah, I gotta go $1 million worth of game though. Shout out to Wallow and Gilly.
Yeah, but
they out here, they just doing it.
Yeah,
if I
got a recommendation for them, like they need to like their that business spotlight, they need to make that their own little episode instead of just putting it smack dab in the middle.
Yeah.
Like I know it's probably to get people to tune in, listen to it, but like it's just how they go to it. It's just when they just stop out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Learn about some real estate. But nah, real shit. It's always somebody in real estate, somebody that can fix your credit, or somebody that runs like an online store.
Facts.
9 times out of 10. But yeah, I mean, I fuck with it, but it's just smack dab in the middle. It's like, damn.
I guess they probably don't want like step on like Earn Your Leisure Toes or something like
that. I mean, it's just make it its own episode. Like, you might as well. Shit.
At this
like
point,
a
yeah.
10-minute episode.
They already like clip it up. You know, when they clip it up.
For real.
It's basically its own episode now. Fuck it.
All right.
I would have to say the same for just because I don't really tune into a lot of podcasts beside y'all's and $1 million for Game because it has a lot of my favorite artists on there. So I know Drink Champs. I heard there was a lot of good artists on Drink Champs too, though. I wasn't really tuned into it because, like bro said, it's long, so I wouldn't want to sit down and watch a movie.
Nah, I mean, a movie, it's like two movies, nigga. Like,
that's an Avengers sequel. Like.
But now, $1 million worth of Game, it gives me a cool 45 to an hour, at least. Like, just like y'all shit. For
us. Right. Yeah.
Nah, I fuck with it, though.
But I fuck with $1 million worth of Game and Brilliant Idiots and 280 Plus. Shout out to Los.
Shout out
and
to Los.
And Partial Ignorance. Shout out to Pierre. But I gotta go with Rory and Maul for real.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Nah, cause like it's like they gave me 2 episodes a week. they are funny as shit, and then they get like everybody involved too. Like they got like the mayor is the producer, Julian the social media guy, and Eddie the camera dude. It's like everybody involved is just fucking hilarious.
Yeah,
and then. They be having guests on, like, what's your name? $1 million worth of Game, too, from time to time. So, yeah, I got to go with them.
Okay. Yeah. That's how I respect that.
Yeah, but they be working, though. I just realized. Because they'll do, like, 2 regular episodes, and I think they'll put, like, an episode or 2 out on Patreon. So, they do, like, 4 episodes a week.
Oh, wow. Yeah, they getting it.
Yeah, I fuck with them. So, yeah. But I didn't really fuck with them on the old podcast though. I mean, I never watched the old podcast for real. So I mean, I ain't really tuned in. So I got my haircut at Londell. Shout out to Londell. So it was like, yeah. So y'all both said $1 million worth of Game, and I said Rory and Mo.
Yeah.
So yeah, let us know in the comments. <Our podcast.
laughs> Last topic. This my shit. It's cool though. I love him.
So, all right. So, this next topic is like the sleeper project of the year. which is like a project that like I was stuck on. So it's a project that like you that should have got more praise than what it got. Then, but it really didn't due to some circumstances, I guess. So, mm-hmm. Leek, what is your sleeper project of the year?
I pretty much already said it from the first joint, for real, for real. But the Learn to Swim by Rayville, I thought that was, like, a really good project. Like, some people, like, you got some good looks, though. Like, Denzel Curry tapped in. You know, that was a good look for him. But, you know, I think Kenny Mason, too. I could be lying, too. I don't know. But, nevertheless, I felt like that project should have got a little bit more. Yeah, it's a good project.
Okay. All right, what about you?
I don't really hear nobody talking about that Dirk album anymore. For I think people still sleeping on that because I'm bumping that.
Nigga, that shit went number one on the Billboard. What are you talking about? I'm
saying. Not talking about that shit.
That's not a sleeper project by no means and definition.
Shit, to me, it is. Nobody's bumping that no more. Except for me.
Nice.
That is my shit. My music, my Apple Music could tell you that.
I mean, this might be some like off the wall shit, but I'm gonna have to give that to that Trendsetter by Coi Leray.
Wait a minute.
No.
But like, what?
See, time like, out. Niggas, time niggas out. Listen time to out. Different type of shit.
Time
than
out.
Me.
Time out, bro. If you look past like the three singles she dropped in that Double XL Freshman Cypher verse, that project's actually solid. Like, I'm not even like on like trolling nothing. That project's actually solid. I mean, it's not the best shit I ever heard because it's not my album of the year or nothing, but it's like, it's actually a solid project.
I thought you was going to say that Division. That, wow. Koi. Shout out to Koi Leray.
Nah, for real. Like, G shit. That shit.
Hey, that's his bit. Shout out to Koi Leray.
Yo, this shit. So, you said 7220 for some reason, and then you, like.
I mean, you got to look at the shit I listen to, though. Nobody,
still nigga, yeah. Like damn.
Nobody's really like talking about it though. I bump that shit every day still. Like,
yeah, I ain't gonna lie, I don't play that shit. So
that's what I'm saying.
I mean, I listen to it from time to time, but it's not.
That's what I'm saying. Time to time, shit. I'm bumping it solidly. Like,
nigga, you know how much music came out from then till now? Music I listen to, my nigga. That's what I'm saying. Like damn. Like,
that's what I'm saying. We all listen to different shit.
Hey, what's the album you pick?
Learn to Swim by Rayville. Shout out.
So, we got a GCC-related topic now. I forgot I announced the categories earlier. So, we're going to have our favorite GCC guest. So, who's yours?
Crazy-ass me, yo. Crazy-ass me, yo.
My nigga came in ski-mashed up. Fucking fur coat.
It was hot as shit here that day, too.
It was the end of September, cuz. Swear to God. It was
You had to glow. Yo, nah, cuz when he told me that the one day, I thought this shit was gonna be like an actual, like, fur coat. I was like,
leather fur coat.
This nigga had the fucking gloves on, too.
That nigga's just funny, yo.
I agree with cuz. I agree. Classic.
My favorite guest is Mary Shawnee, yo. She's funny. I forgot that's your cousin too. Nah, she funny as shit, yo.
Yo, facts. She said,
she said, "What are you?" She said, "What are you looking for, dick?"
Yo, cuz she keep it real too.
Yo, all that.
She's
why
fucking
fuck
classic
with
for that, shit, yo.
Oh shit. So, now we're kind of about to get into like the big awards. Now, we're going to have, it's probably the toughest one, even though it's not the last one. I'm going to go Song of the Year. So, Leek, what is your Song of the Year?
Song of the Year. I went with N95, Kendrick.
That's your favorite song off that album?
Yeah. Damn. Like, he had other good songs, of course, but, like, yeah, I was bumping that one, like, the most.
All right. What about you?
All right. I got two different answers.
This guy.
The world's Song of the Year. I'm going to say Wait For You. That's the world song of the year. But my song of the year is Head Taps by Lil Durk.
All right. I mean, I'm literally basing off my Spotify rap. It's Every Good Girl by Blast. I mean, I fuck with the sample that Runaway Girl sample. Though. But if I had a, like other nominees.
Yeah, like the world type shit. Mm-hmm. Like, not based on
ain't
shit.
Fucking Wait For You. I'll tell you that now.
It's
not. I mean, it's everywhere.
Yeah. But I mean, if I had to pick some, I'll probably Savior by Kendrick. Jumbotron shit popping by Drake.
Nigga picking mad songs.
Living right, Wild by Gunna. It's too much. It's too much. I got like cool 10.
I
want to
sing that song of the year though. Living Wild.
No. That's my shit. I was like, I'm surprised that wasn't
that,
my top five.
Free that innocent man. Yo. That's that boy. Yeah. Twin.
So, all right, moving on. So we gonna have now we got artist of the year. So Lee, who's your artist of the year?
My artist of the year gotta be Larry Jordan, right, for sure, without a shadow of a doubt. That was my artist of the year.
All right, what about you, Shoni?
You already know,
cuz Herbo.
But like for the world, it's kind of hard for her. Probably like Will Rilla, maybe type shit.
All right. I mean, I gotta go Kendrick for real. He dropped an amazing project. That's not my album of the year though.
I forgot he dropped.
Really?
It's not. But that tour he on, the visuals I've seen and shit looks amazing. Like I feel like I also fuck with like the topics he touched on that album.
Yeah.
Yeah. So another GCC related topic. What was your all favorite GCC episode?
Mine was Shiesty Time. Shiesty Time's crazy. We was all cranked in that motherfucker. Sweating and shit.
This how, yo, that nigga do say he was probably in the gangbang with your cousin.
Yeah, for me, Shiesty Time. Yo. Shiesty Time was the most classic.
Yo, Iris, what about you?
I forget the name of it though, cause I ain't gonna lie. But the one I was saying earlier, when you start opening it up more, like, cause
nigga,
that's your favorite episode. That
cause don't get like that, fam. Like, right. I grew up with this nigga. He never got like that. Like this nigga laughing and shit. Like, I'm dead ass, cause like you don't get like that. So for me to see you like that, that's what's up. Like this whole shit. I fuck with it. Like,
hold on. The episode was called Inner City Ignorance.
Yeah.
Inner City Ignorance. That was a good episode.
Word, yeah. Like, this nigga over here making faces. Like, nigga.
I mean,
really, like, different on this shit. I fuck with it.
I know for me, this was back when we was in the basement recording on Anchor.
We
didn't have a camera yet. I don't know if anybody watching this shit even listened to this one yet. It was the what's your favorite color? It was
okay. That one was a good one.
It was me, you, Roxanne, and Sierra. Nah, it's to this day, yo. You niggas need to do it better, yo.
Y'all niggas
Roxanne's
talking. Yeah, yo. I was y'all niggas really ass with your favorite color. And then ass to eat some ass. What the? And then niggas be sending dick flicks still.
out there random though. Like,
yo, what the fuck?
Yeah, that one was a crazy. That one was a funny
hell
one.
Yeah. So now for the main event, what is y'all albums of the year?
Mine has to go, you know, it's a landslide for me. I'm very interested in what y'all gotta say, but mine's is Kendrick Lamar, Mr. Morale, and the Big Steppers, hands down. Lyricism to the tour, fucking everything around it was damn near flawless. Like nobody really can't say a bad thing about that album.
Nah, they can't.
So it's, yeah, for me, that's album of the year. Hey,
who's yours?
I ain't know who you gonna pick.
I ain't even gonna pick him. That's the crazy thing about it.
That's a good project though.
You heard about shit?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that was a good project.
Yeah, but niggas know I fuck with him. No, I can't just keep saying Herbo. So I'm gonna have to say, shit. Based off my Apple Music though, my album of the year was Leaf Wars shit. They forgot. But I don't know if y'all listen to Leafy. I heard anything.
I think you told me something about last time.
Yeah, he from Philly and shit. But He not really big, but that's my album of the year, though, based off Apple Music. Like, I was bumping that shit. It really got some shit. He be talking this shit.
Oh, my album of the year is Working on My Karma by Division.
I know it.
Like, I literally play that album, like, at least once a day for, like, 2 weeks straight. No bullshit. That shit is hard.
That's
like,
how I am with her bullshit.
Like, I was like, yo, like, nah, they got some shit on there. There's only like one song that I really don't fuck with, and that's not, and that shit's not even like a bad song for real.
Right.
It probably got a feature on it, ain't it?
No, it don't. Nah, they only got two features. They got Blue and Jagged Edge.
Jagged Edge. Shit.
Really?
Yeah.
They really own that shit, or is it just a sample?
Nah, they really own it. I mean, they don't got a verse. They're just singing the hook with Daniel.
I mean, that's what's up, though.
Yeah. So let us know in the comment section or add us on social media.
It's his shit, though, yo.
Add us on social media, whatever. Just let us know who do y'all pick for these categories. Mm-hmm. And that concludes this week's episode. And as y'all know, we always give a final thought to give to the world. So, Leek, what is your final thought?
Man, just spread more love, not hate. Follow me on all socials at It's Just Leek. And I appreciate y'all for riding with us.
All right. Shoney, what's your final thought?
Mine's just proud of you for coming up with this shit. You too for hopping on with them.
Yeah.
Shout out to Dev. Shout out to Leek. Shout out to the cameraman, Donnie. Like. And another thing, shout out to me and Dev's cuz, Anya. She's doing this fashion show, Ace of Spades, January 7th. If y'all free, come check it out. I believe 6 p.m.
Okay.
Follow me. You know, No Limits Shawnee. That's pretty much it.
Alright. I know. Mine's basically follow the socials, GCC717 on Twitter, The Group Chat Chronicles on Facebook, Group Chat Chronicles 717 on TikTok and Instagram. Like and subscribe to the YouTube. Shout out Swanee Visuals on the Cam Donis. And I would like to thank y'all for kicking it with us for however long we was here for. And we out.
Peace.